Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
So much sport. There was a good weekend of golf for Páraig Harrington and Shane Lowry. A win for Phil Mickelson, of course. Kerry and Dublin putting on a display in Thurles. Limerick lose to Waterford. Liverpool get their place in the Champions League. 5 medals for the Roars. We're going to take a look back at the weekend sporting action. I'm joined by Damien Lawler, RTE GAA reporter, and also sports writer Cliona Foley. You're both very welcome. Will we start with the golf? Because that's what people will see on their front pages or back pages this morning. The US PGA, Cliona. There was huge attention on Phil Mickelson's age. The man's only 50.
I know, and you would say, of all sports, you know, golf is a sport where, and you noticed it yesterday, you know, you could slow things down to your level and take as much time as you want. But actually, I suppose it was history, and history always attracts huge things. And the fact as well that the live galleries are back, and they were so behind him. You know, Phil, the thrill, it was just incredible. It was like Tiger winning the 2019 Masters. The crowd really got behind him. And the statistics are pretty amazing. When he won his first title in 1991, Brooks Koepka, the guy who was with him all the way down the stretch yesterday, was 8 months old. Mm-hmm. So that kind of put it into... But, I mean, he actually won it. It was how he won it. You know, he chipped in at the fifth, but his second shot into the 18th was just pure class. And I think, you know, the course and everything suited somebody. Harrington was the same. People who had loads of experience. But he was just saying he hopes that it gives, you know, it encourages older golfers as well to hang in there and, you know, use everything they've got. But he's just a brilliant golfer.
And Damien, the two Irish lads joined fourth. Lovely hug there shared as well, which we saw nice photographs of.
They're great friends. And I suppose there's still a slight chance they might play together in the Olympics. But if Rory plays, that won't happen. But just great to see them making a late charge there. And that's twice in a row now. Shane Lowry's come out of a major thinking, what if? But they're in good nick, in fairness. Brooks Koepka got a knee surgery and the crowd enclosed Nick Mickelson, and I say Phil was happy enough with that, but Brooks wasn't too happy with it because he getting a few clatters. And I suppose, like Cliona, looking at the age 50, Tom Watson was 59 when he was in a British Open, at the Open playoff there too. I think what's more remarkable is Mickelson won in 4 decades, Claire. I mean, that's incredible for any sports person.
It's extraordinary. Now, I want to talk about GAA, and there was so much to talk about that I'll rely on your expertise here. My focus yesterday was Dublin Kerry, you know, it was just such a spectacle. But what was the highlight for you?
Well, you're right. Like, you pick any moment of that game and David Clifford, Conor Callan, Davey personal highlights, but there was such a scatter of games throughout the weekend, Claire. And there's a few personal highlights that stick out to me. I'm sure Cliona will be the same. Gráinne Egan from Offaly's won. She hit 3 goals and 5 points for the Offaly Camogie team on Saturday and then went out for the football team the next day and scored 2 goals and 9 points. An incredible achievement. Paddy Cunningham up in Antrim. He's about 36 years of age. Paddy has been battling Crohn's disease for a number of years, and he's scored Hollywood points the last 2 weekends in a row to win games for his side. Incredible performance again yesterday. I was at Meath versus Down Killian O'Sullivan a few years ago. Had serious back injury, was in a brace for months, didn't know if he'd play again, and he sprinted half the length of the field to score an unbelievable goal. Kildare hurlers doing well, so every division you go to there's success stories and everybody's battling their own little bits and pieces. But there was controversy too with the whole Wexford Clare rumbling on.
Yeah, well, explain that to us now, what happened
on. Wexford and Clare played in the Allianz League last week. Two Clare players were deemed close contacts. The Clare hurling manager came out yesterday and said it was most unusual, and how did this happen? He wasn't sure how it happened that two of the Clare players had to stand down having been deemed close contacts. Wexford came out this morning and said that those comments were inaccurate, that the HSE independently designated those two players as close contacts and called for a retraction of that statement. So it's very, very messy. It's still going on at the moment. Both counties have sent out a statement this morning looking for the matter to be moved on, but I think Wexford are maintaining that the HSE can verify that they independently designated the two players of Clare as being close contacts. Clare seem to suggest otherwise.
So, Cliona, looking back at the weekend, what were the standouts for you?
Well, there was loads as well. Like Damien, I liked the fact that Clare footballers came to Newbridge and beat Kildare, and they beat Laois, and they've lost Gary Brennan this year, and their manager has been so consistent with them. I just think they're a great team. But look, there were loads of things. Ulster football has gone mad scoring goals. we're having a great time watching them. I think there were 17 goals in the Division 1 games this year. I think the rules, about cynical fouling and, you know, not taking people down in the the large, what do you call it, semicircle, if you like, that definitely has affected the amount of goals that we're seeing. But there was brilliant action as well in the hurling at the weekend, and Waterford beating Limerick. And even though, you know, everyone will say, well, look, at, you know, it's not Limerick's full team. They were without a lot of people yesterday. But just psychologically, I think that's a big boost for Waterford. And Jack Fagan, he just went up and caught two balls in that game and scored a goal off one of them. And it was just fantastic to see, for, especially with everybody now at the moment giving out about hurling and saying, you know, there's too much fouling in it and there's not enough high fielding. It just, like, they were the highlights. That was a big highlight for me.
Damien?
Yeah, and Jack Fagan, his background, Claire, has been well documented, from Meath,
yeah,
a Meath hurler, and performing heroics for his new county, his adopted county. And I'd echo what Clean has said about Colm Collins, the Clare manager. I won't say he's the most underrated manager in the GAA, because I think people who know the game appreciate what he's done. Absolutely tremendous, keeping Clare in the top drawer for the last few years. They've got great players as well, but he just does it consistently, and not a word about him. Like, I mean, he's one of the top managers out there. He's so unassuming, you wouldn't even know that he's doing a great job.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going back to Dublin and Kerry again. I heard Tomás O'Shea on the radio with the lads on Sunday Sport, and it was early on in the game. Did you catch what he said?
Yeah,
ripped into the defence, didn't he?
Yeah, but I mean, in fairness, like, Jack Barry didn't play yesterday, and he'd be a main function of that defence when he does play. So actually, I'm going to maybe say something spicy now at the moment, but I think that Kerry would have been torn apart in the first half, but I think that they'll be quite happy with the way they came out yesterday without Jack Barry. And if the two sides met again, you know, maybe Jack Barry's defensive shape could help strengthen Kerry, yeah, further
just
in the line.
The draw yesterday just means it develops into a great story now for,
yeah,
the next
and you
game.
Need that.
Love all that.
Gaelic football needs it too, but Clean is right. The blanket defence has been lifted now. We're in a new era of football. It's really open, Clean, isn't it? It's amazing to watch.
It is, yeah. Yeah, brilliant. The injuries are one of the things, I think, that cropped up as well at the weekend, Claire. Like, you know, there's such a tight timeline now to get league games played and to go into championship. And there were a few players injured. Michael Murphy, Donegal, John Small for Dublin, I think, is a crucial player as well. And obviously Bonner Maher in Tipperary. So, and it's funny, I think John Kiley says at the weekend one of the you know, priorities at the moment is not getting players injured. So, you know, when we see key players injured at the moment, it could really have repercussions.
Now, I just want to talk about the Premier League for the last couple of seconds that we have left. Cliona, you can't help but feel sorry for Leicester.
Yeah, my heart went out to them. Just, you know, I just think they're such a great story. They lost out. Okay, the FA Cup, but it's not the same as making into Europe and making all the money that you can make in Europe as well. So my heart went out to them. I did think, God, you know, how unlucky can you be? And one bad goalkeeping mistake didn't help as well.
Yeah, very, very tough going for them. Listen, we'll chat again very soon, no doubt. Thank you both indeed, Damien Lawler and Cliona Foley. Let's take a quick break.
Today with Clare Byrne. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.